Having negotiated with Thrasher to harry the bog lurchers, our heroes finally get a break to plan their next move in taking back Oratrios.
Where we last left off, Cormac was just being mean, making good jokes against my mean NPCs. I'm not happy about it, Caitlin. Jot that down. I am not happy. I am one of the other dwarves.
Yeah, Caitlin, you're sleeping on the couch tonight.
I mean, we have
the monitor's upstairs. I don't care.
We have a king bed. It's like she sleeps in a different room every night anyway. So what do you guys do as you approach this hulking werewolf?
Vomit.
I elbow Nostri. Why did you vomit?
Because I lost my magic and it is the only thing that makes me not physically ill. No. Nostri is enfeebled. That's why he had to, like, sell his soul for magic.
Well, this is us! Hoi, I'm Cormac O'Rourke. You may have heard of me.
Well, him vomiting makes me believe the snack comment less.
Oi, didn't say anything about him.
Haven't you heard about bad apples and spoiling the bunch? I think vomiting humans, same kind of thing.
Right.
Yes, we would be very bad to eat.
So just murder it is, I guess.
Well, speaking of murder, we have a proposition for you.
That was a great segue.
Yeah, it's like a really good... No, the wrong voice, jeez. What was...
Jonathan's
voice?
Nerdy.
Yeah, just be annoying, you know.
It's like a really good plan, boss.
Close enough.
We happen to know that some other werewolves have gone down south.
Yeah, they're the werewolves that suck.
Right, well, you can prove that by...
I already have. There's a reason they don't hit the raid. They don't raid as many caravans as we do.
Well, The ones that I've heard about have, it's definitely been them that attacked them. So if you're trying to make a name for yourself, I'm all about that. Getting rid of the bog lurchers, down south of the city would be a way to do that. I think there's a competition on, and they've got a head start. I happen to know they're headed down there right now.
And what does this competition prove, other than that I can kill pesky humans?
Well, it proves your superiority, which unfortunately is in question right now. So,
is it really? To the feeble old man and his group of teenagers? Like, that's who I need to worry about. Them?
I mean, they were the ones who we have seen attacking people. We have not seen you or your group, your peers, attacking wagons.
I mean, he's right, boss. No one's, like, attacked him since they've been in here. Like, they just walked right in. And whose fault is that, Jonathan?
Jonathan backs up a little bit and, like, puts his head down.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point. Of the two werewolf groups we've met, one attacked us on sight and the other didn't. So what does that say about you right now?
I think it says you're a thoughtful bunch.
You guys are really working really hard to provoke him into attacking you right now.
I think it proves they're a thoughtful bunch. Cormac glares at Sigrid there. But it provides you an opportunity to prove yourself in a fair situation that surely everyone will hear about. The bog lurchers are reported on all over the city, everywhere.
Not only that, you don't have to wait for the bog lurchers to have a wagon rolling slowly through the woods, and you have to just wait for them to show up. They're already there. That's a buffet.
Someone can make a roll at some point. I'm assuming you're going to want it to be Cormac, because he can do convince.
I think Cormac has been doing the most convincing.
I can make a roll. Can I get a bonus for Elena's incredible line?
If she wants to spend a hero point.
I am always willing to give a hero point so that you can roll better. So take away one of my hero points.
Caitlin, you get 3 extra die and then an extra die for your convince being the first time this session.
Wits and convince?
Yes. This is a hard sell, so you're looking for probably...
And then I get one more die from Magdalena?
No, three.
You get three from Magdalena.
Yeah.
What?
Spending hero points to help each other out gives you a ridiculous amount of stuff.
Yeah. If you spend a hero point to get more dice, you only get one if you use it on yourself, but you get three if you're helping someone else. Or they get three.
I see.
It's promoting, like, so, the action hero.
I don't know. Because I have seven dice right now before Magdalena. So
you want to? This is a hard sell.
Okay, I'll take this, all ten.
Take it. No, take it.
This is not an easy sell. I'm thinking you're looking at like four successes to convince them without any.
All right. Well, 10d10. Here it goes.
Anyone else want to get in on this?
Because is it 10 succeed right now?
Yes, 10 succeed.
Okay.
Real quick, I do want to say I did read the rules on this, and only one person can help at a time.
See, Vinny, this is why you don't read all the rules. You just let me make mistakes, and then it sometimes hurts you, and other times gives you a big boon.
It's called homebrewing.
I have four successes, and then three dice extra that comes to five. It's not five successes, but I have four successes, three dice extra.
That is what I told you needed.
Yay!
Wait, did you just succeed on that?
I did.
Yeah, you're sleeping on the couch.
It doesn't bother me. I said a high difficulty and she passed it. He passed it? I don't know what gender to
And again, Magdalena gave me a killer line.
Yeah, you know they've just been like they're starving probably, just waiting for people to roll by. Like I said, buffet.
You do have some interesting points. Well, we are pretty hungry, boss. It's been a while since a wagon's come through. Quiet, Fang. I don't need you telling them everything. The prophet knows I need better guards who don't make friends with anyone who walks up.
Look, I honestly, yes, this is beneficial to the town, because the less wagons you attack, the happier people within the city are going to be. But this is also incredibly beneficial for you. Like I said, there are plenty of people down there. And you're werewolves. Like, you've clearly proven that you can fight and take on somebody like a soldier bog lurcher.
All right. You have convinced me. Mostly because I was already thinking about it myself.
Right, of course.
And
of
it's
course.
My own idea.
It absolutely was.
But you guys making some other valid points have convinced me that we should do this. Now, you come back here again, we're going to have more less words and more fighting.
Fair.
But you can take your leave now and we will go find some new prey for a little while.
Now, when you say if we come back, there's be more fighting, do you mean like fight to the death?
I will kill you. I will kill you, yes.
Okay. Because I'm always looking to fight strong opponents, but if it's just I will kill you, that's less fun.
Secret threat.
For you, maybe.
Not the type.
All right, guys. You guys ready to go? I can show you the way out.
Best of luck to you, Jonathan.
Oh, I don't need luck. No one's mean to me ever anymore because I'm a werewolf. We're really cool. We're all buds now, right? Right, Fang? Right, Fang?
Fang just, like, shakes his head and keeps walking, carrying Nostroy on his shoulder still.
I think that Nostroy. I think that Sigurdr is a masochist and we just all skipped over that.
No, that's like part of her character.
Masochism?
She just wants people to fight.
She wants to find strong opponents to fight and trying to find a fight that actually tests her. But if it's someone that will actually like wants it's the Goku. It's the Goku thing.
I get it.
Right? Yeah. But if it's werewolf wants to kill you if you come back, yeah, it's less interesting.
Sounds interesting when you win.
I think we head out. Cormac can bid his lickable rocks farewell.
I know, ain't they cool rocks, you know, man? Like, I'd say come back anytime, but I mean, like, Thrasher's pretty scary, you know? And he doesn't bully me, because no one does that anymore, because I'm so strong. He, like, poorly flexes. But, you know, like, maybe don't come back, you know, unless he says you can.
Got it.
You do know that there is another group of werewolves. You could leave. You're clearly miserable and not respected.
I don't know what you mean. Like only, like, the best werewolves are put on guard duty, like I am. Every night, without fail. No weekends, no vacation, no sick time. It's a great deal.
Oh, this poor guy.
Could werewolves get sick?
I don't know, like, it's, I'm sure it kind of happened. Like, wolves get sick and people get sick, so we're kind of both, so we can get, like, double sick. We get were-sickness. I just made that up. I don't know if we actually get sick.
Well, if you're looking for another team to become a part of, I happen to know there's another one down there. So, you know, maybe
seek
them out.
I mean, they're the lame werewolves, and they get made fun of, even though they're werewolves. So, no.
Well, you can go try to make fun of them and see how they are, you know? Maybe observe them secretly, see if you like their vibe better.
I love the vibe here.
No, that's great. That's great.
You can't convince me that I'm secretly sad and repressing a lot of feelings.
I wouldn't dream of it. Just, you know, keep an open mind as you go. It's good life advice. In any case.
All right, you guys have a good trip back. Bye-bye now.
Boy, Jonathan.
Fang just grunts at you guys, rolling his eyes at this entire conversation.
All right, we trudge back to Oratrios.
That werewolf is going to get killed.
Hopefully.
Well, you seem to be doing better.
I'm sorry. Yes, I am doing better. Did you say hopefully?
Oh, no, I said, you cut me off. I said, hopefully he, you know, takes some of our advice to heart.
Oh, yes. And yeah, it's been a while since I've been horribly ill. It's not fun.
Seem to be perking up as we get farther away.
Yeah, that's how selling your soul goes. It's pretty good until magic is gone. Which is not cheating, by the way. It is a valid way to progress myself in this world.
Whatever you say.
All right, so we're going to head back to...
Well, we need to get
the wagon back.
We need to do our, like, yeah, dropping off stuff.
Oh, right.
You guys should also, like, talk about in character what your plan is. So, you guys make your way back to the spot where you have... spot on the wall where the gravediggers have an entrance, an exit. It's a small slot. Well, big enough to get a wagon through, but unguarded. You're able to sneak by the guards. It looks decrepit. They let you back in. You drop off the wagon and are back on. And after a few more hours of winding around aimlessly with their guides, you make it back to the light of day within the city. That being said, they led you on a confusing path to purposefully make it obfuscate how to navigate the tunnels.
So we head back to, what did we decide to call it?
I don't know. You had so many good names. It's hard to remember.
The Sweet Rose. That's our home base.
La Rosa Dolce. So we head back there. Lena, like when we go in the front door, Lena switches, I assume we have like a sign that says open and close. She switches that to closed and just like throws whatever nonsense she was carrying on the table, sits down and props her feet up. I feel like that was plenty for one day.
It is good that the prophet has saved you and returned you to us.
Oh, Jesus, I forgot that you are still here.
I don't know how you forget the giant squid man who has been with you for 4 years, but here we are.
Why are you up here on the first floor?
I mean, I heard the sign closed.
No, I mean, like, you, okay, well, as long
as... I sit in the back in the bakery, usually. I'm the one making the bread.
Good. I'm glad that we don't have anyone screaming because they saw you when they came in. That's a good thing.
The prophet provides.
Is Cortelina around? I'm asking Friar Lewis.
I have not seen her in a few days, actually, but there have been a lot more customers.
What? You guys never told them about the ring, and Catalina for sure did not tell them about the ring.
Really?
Oh, she's been probably pulling pranks on him this whole time.
Hang on. Is it a ring? I thought it was not a ring.
It's like a bracelet. And also, I'm pretty sure we told her in front of him.
Okay.
Sorry, bracelet.
Selective hearing, apparently.
Did you? No, you told her in the front room, I thought.
Yeah, he was there. He was there preaching, remember?
Sorry.
Yeah, so he wasn't paying attention. He was preaching.
He was preaching.
I haven't seen her in a few days, but you gave her that bracelet, so I may have seen her constantly. I have seen Nostra a lot. Screaming about firebirds and telling me terrible stories, which is very un-Nostra-like because all of his stories are entertaining, so I think that was Catalina.
Catalina could be anybody, and she chose Nostra? No offense, Nostra.
Why do you sound shocked about that? People have heard of me.
So I want to double check something. I remember when we first tried the bracelet, I specifically was looking to see, does her height change? I don't remember what the answer was.
I think it was slightly, but not a foot.
It's like maximum 2 inches on either side, if that.
Okay. So you say you saw Nostroy a lot, right, while we were gone? Did you not notice that he was probably much shorter than Nostroy actually is?
I mean, all of you look short to me. I am Giant Squid Man.
Wait, how tall is he?
Apparently about 8 feet tall. Which is shocking.
I imagine him as like a Friar Tuck size, just but squiddy. I didn't imagine he was actually a different size.
I thought he was bigger because he's a squid. The curse works in mysterious ways.
Were you imagining him like Captain Barbarossa or whoever from with the
Barbarossa?
Is that him? No, it's not him.
No, Davy Jones. You're thinking of Davy Jones.
Davy Jones. That's right.
The other one is Captain Barbossa.
Yes.
Not Barbarossa.
Captain Barbacoa.
I was going to say, Captain Barbarossa does sound like he would taste fantastic. Anyways, Catalina, can you please stop being me or whoever you are being and come out here? Or is she maybe gone? Well, she might actually be gone. Are you like a bookcase or something?
I don't think that's what the bracelet can do.
Hello, here I am.
Oh, thank goodness.
Mostly because the DM doesn't want to try to do a Russian accent right now is exactly why I'm showing up as myself. And not an old, decrepit man.
Well, I'd much prefer seeing your lovely face.
Well, thank you. She puts her hands under her chin.
Oh, good. We finally get the person who might be back on the ruling seat at some point. Gatita, why are you running off?
I mean...
No, I'm going to be serious here for a minute, which is very unlike me right now. You are going to be ruling here in a little bit, supposedly, if we can get this done. Why are you running off?
I wanted to experience the town. I will be ruling here soon. I know nothing about it. You guys won't let me outside the shop. Now I can disguise myself.
That is not the case. You can go out when you have somebody with you. We cannot protect you when we are not here.
Who's going to hurt someone who does not look anything like me?
If you're going around looking like Nostray.
Well, we are in the middle of a siege. Yeah, crime is huge right now. I mean, there were werewolves killing people. It's a whole mess.
Nostray has made an enemy of somebody in the city guard. And you are people. Running around like him.
Yeah, I really might be killed. For sure.
Only sometimes.
No, the point here is that we are trying to make you friends so that we can get you back where you should be. If you are going to run around and risk your life to go and say hi to people, what is the point?
I mean...
Yeah, we could just give the bracelet to Magdalena and, you know.
What is the implication here?
We let you be Catalina and we get rid of her if she wants to run off.
No! I think it was maybe a little reckless, but I think it's fair. Catalina wanting to get to know the people that she will be ruling.
Well,
exactly.
Getting a vibe for the city. I understand it was not the best plan, especially taking Nostra's face.
It was only sometimes. I varied it up.
So don't be mean to the friar. He's cursed. You don't have to play tricks on him. He's a nice guy. He's cursed. You don't have to mess with him.
And we, you may be needing to work together. So, Magdalena, do you want to explain that part?
No, I'm confused because I'm still in a little bit of a huff. And I was going to say that we are working to have friends so that we can trust you around other people. Because we did just do a job for a group. And now we can finally probably let them know, or at least let them kind of aware. I don't even remember what we were talking. What are you talking about? I am so confused.
Out of game, I was trying to lead into like you telling them our plan with the Duke's Rebellion and the Gravediggers.
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, the problem is the way you did it sounded like a plan we've already talked about, which we haven't talked about it.
Well, and I also only half listened. It was Nostroy's plan. So Cody needs to tell the plan because he's the one who came up with it. So
okay.
Yeah, so the good news is we're getting you a cave so you can really walk around down there.
That seems...
seems bad, right?
That seems...
perfect. Don't be a noble then.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, I know I've been, like, a little careless.
You can quit. You can go home if you don't want... this is the path forward, is you gotta live in the cave for a while, so...
Wait. No story, I got to stop you right there. You told her to go home? That's exactly what we're trying to do. We're trying to get her back in the palace, which is home.
Oh, sorry. When I say go home, I mean get back on the boat and leave. If you want to, like, be the duke of this area, you're gonna have to live in the cave for a bit.
I mean, okay, I guess, because, like, I don't want to just leave.
Cool. So cave.
This place is kind of falling apart without me.
I think it's...
or at least with what is currently here.
Yeah, I think that has a lot to do with the siege, which we did use werewolves to solve that problem. Maybe. Maybe better with werewolves. So basically where our plan right now is...
werewolves get recruited into the siege.
Maybe.
things just get worse.
So our thought is we've got to get rid... so the gravediggers want to kill either the city guard or the Duke's Rebellion, probably both at some point. So we've got to get rid of at least the leader of the Duke's Rebellion, or sorry, at least the leader of the gravediggers. So
I don't think that will be a big loss to the city. Like,
well, we need gravediggers, and you're going to be living in their home, so, secret.
Yeah, but I mean, the gravediggers are not what you think they are anymore. Just because I was walking about and being careless doesn't mean I didn't gather information. And they seem pretty terrible. Like, they are extorting the entire town.
Yeah, they are. So, we're going to assassinate their leader, make the good friar here their leader with the bracelet, and then... you can outwardly declare yourself as, you know, the queen under the city or the duchess under the city, or not the queen, whatever, duchess under the city. And then, yeah, we just have to, yeah, we're going to have to bring the Duke's Rebellion on this plan. So that way they have a place to hide, so we can use the tunnels.
Quick question about this plan.
Mm-hmm.
Friar Lewis, 8 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
How tall is this grave digger leader?
He's pretty tall, I think. He's pretty... did any of you remember how tall he is?
Also, Friar, 8 feet is ginormous.
Probably more like 7.
Feet is still ginormous.
It is, yeah, I know. He's a big squid man.
Okay.
Someone cursed him and
somehow we smuggled him into the city.
Put a big old cloak on him.
Somebody decided to curse a friar and make him a squid man.
No, I did not. I did not decide to make him a giant squid man. I said he was a squid man.
Yeah, I don't think we ever established that he was giant.
The squids are big. Squids are big.
I just thought he was a guy with a squid face. That's all.
I think a lot of squids are small, actually. There's a lot of normal-sized squids.
I thought of, like, you know, those big dudes, like an... every fit, like the cook in every adventure story ever, where it's like, you know, his name's Tiny.
He's a squid?
No, but like, no, his name's Tiny and he's huge.
I didn't call him Tiny, I called him a squid.
You know, you should have gave more description than he's a squid man. You know, this is not on me. I came up with a mental picture. He's a big boy. You gotta deal with the problem.
Except you never communicated that to us until today. Like, none of us knew how big he was.
Don't worry, there is no problem. We will make his whole office force perspective. The desk, we will make huge. The walls, huge. Everything gigantic. Like, he will seem small.
Well, hang on. Also, okay, no, but like, okay, for like a serious suggestion here, and not just... being stupid.
Yostre looks offended.
What if we actually made it look like he, obviously we're going to assassinate this guy. What if we actually make it like, oh, dramatic, Yostre, exciting for you. And then it's like, oh, in the fight, I got like hurt and I don't know, swollen.
Oh, in the fight, he got cursed.
Oh, cursed. That's better than swollen.
Yeah. Somebody got something from the Sorcerer of Porte or whatever.
And then he should be a squid man.
Yeah, it cursed him into a squid man. Totally.
Next question. How often does this gravedigger leader make sermons about the prophet? I think this is something we need to brief Friar Lewis on.
I don't know what you are talking about. I make the normal amount of sermons about the prophet. He has blessed us all.
Friar Lewis, I have a question for you. Yes?
Yes, my child.
The great prophet put you in our path, correct?
I do believe that.
He chose you to work with us to bring harmony and peace, correct?
I am worried about where this is going, but yes.
Great. So it would make sense then that your special skills, who you are, would be of great benefit to us, no?
I suppose.
Right now, your special skill is looking like a squid monster that we can say is in charge of a lot of other people. You're gigantic and imposing. So we're going to need you to pretend to be the leader of the Gravediggers for the rest of your life. No more sermons. Ever. Ever again, no sermons. They're only in your... The prophet can hear your mind. Leave your prayers through your actions. Think them in your mind's voice. Never speak them aloud again, or I will burn you. I won't actually burn you. You're my friend.
He looks so sad.
Yostroy puts his hand on his shoulder and goes, "The prophet demands sacrifice."
A single tear rolls down his cheek.
You have been listening to my sermons.
Listen. This is also potentially a temporary thing. Like, I can't give you, like, a timeline, but this is just until we can, you know, get Katita up on the throne, and then we can kind of rearrange from there.
5 to 12 business months.
That sounds oddly specific. Like someone's still a little hurt about it.
Also, probably a little optimistic, but we'll see.
That's true. This is very true. Oh, something else too. I was thinking, is good idea for you to be cursed. You should be cursed by Catalina. That way she's like, I don't know if you've ever read Machiavelli's The Prince, but if she's the one that does the big dramatic thing, she's the one dethroning the leader of the... If she wins the fight, she seems like a tough person who threw a curse on this guy and now has made him her subordinate. That makes her seem strong. Does this make sense?
I mean, it does, but...
The leader of the Gravediggers is a big, scary, imposing man, right? So if Catalina is the one that defeats him and curses him into being her subordinate, she saves the city from the Gravediggers, can fight the toughest guy, and is considered like a savior and uniter.
Right.
It's a good story.
Good story.
It's a good story. These are all lies! I'm a liar! In mass, it's what I do.
He's not a big, strong-looking man, just so you guys know.
Who's not a big, strong-looking man? He's 8 feet tall!
No, the leader of the Gravediggers.
Well, no one knows what he looks like, Zach! He doesn't make public statements! Do people go around describing him as looking pathetic?
And having a bad mustache.
Or do they go around being like, he's the Crypt Keeper? He's scary!
I'm just letting you know. It's not like you're picking the biggest, toughest guy in prison and beating him up. He's not that dude.
I am, because no one knows what he looks like. I just love this thing where it's like these cryptkeepers show up and they're like, hey, this is a message from this guy. He looks like a bitch. But he's scary.
All I can think of is the beginning of Pulp Fiction. Does he look like a bitch? Yes.
Apparently he does. And that's what all the Crypt Keepers say when they're threatening people. Oh, I don't remember his name now.
But the Crypt Keepers know what he looks like. Maybe not like the general populace.
Well, I think Nostroy's point, though, is that he's the guy who is actually in charge right now is foreboding and intimidating from the two of the people who know him, even though he doesn't look it. Like, they know him. He's in charge for some reason, obviously. And so that's imposing. So, and then to the outside, people are only going to see Friar Lewis, and he's imposing. And so the people who think it's the regional guy will know he's imposing. The people who just see Friar Lewis know he's imposing. It's a win-win.
And we can have him wear the bracelet and look like that guy and then take it off when he gets cursed, in air quotes, and then turn into Friar Lewis how he looks, and then everyone will be like, oh my gosh, I saw him get cursed into this horrible beast that now must serve Catalina. We saw her, like, throw a book and say a spell, whatever. I can make a puff of smoke that looks magical. It's like my whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
It's a good plan. It's a good plan, because then she seems strong.
So... Are we revealing myself as Catalina to this guild then?
Absolutely, to everybody. We're like the cleric. But you'll be hiding. You'll have to live underground, you know. Or then if you want to leave underground, put on the bracelet, then you can go.
Okay, I mean, that seems fine. But apparently if I leave underground, I need a parental chaperone.
You do. You absolutely do.
You really do, yeah.
Yeah, at this point, especially if we are going to be using your name and trying to spread the rumor that you are alive and are here, you absolutely need protection at this point.
And the bracelet. Yeah. Because, yeah.
I mean, I was counting on having the bracelet the whole time.
You should not go. I know there's, like, cutesy stories about, like, oh, I'm a noble person going out to live among the peasants, and I'm going to learn how to... They will rob you and steal your money and your food, because they need money and food, so don't do...
To be fair, none of your stories had happy endings for nobles, like, ever.
Take those to heart. You're a noble, take those to heart.
But yours will have a happy ending. Right, Nostroy?
By definition, no, your life will be full of agony and pain. That is...
But it will be... Worth it?
She is an adult. She is about to declare open war in a city under siege. Her life is going to be full of misery and pain for the next 2 years. And then after that, it better be full of misery and pain, because that means she's doing her job.
And there will be good spots, because you'll have your friends around you.
There will be responsibilities.
And happy interludes.
Your father was happy. He is dead.
I mean, we're... I'm going to be dead at some point, and I would like to think that I'm having a happy time before then.
Is your title Duchess?
No.
But you have heard of him.
Then you get to be happy.
Oh, this really brought off my mood for the evening, afternoon, whatever time of day it is.
You seek power, not happiness. Be great, not well-fed.
Wasn't planning on being terrible, I mean... Wasn't on the things to do list, you know, I don't even have to cross that one off.
Alright, so, to enact this plan, though, we need to talk to the Duke's Rebellion, because they're going to be coming in, helping us assassinate, the guy who's in charge now, and, they'll be aware of everything in the Gravedigger's Guild, and we're going to try to build an alliance, which should make sense because they're the Duke's Rebellion and should be supportive, theoretically, of getting you, Duchess, on the throne.
I mean, that seems like a good plan. You should probably talk to them, but...
Right, that's the next thing we're about to do.
You know, whenever we do talk to them and actually reveal Catalina, we should see if there's somebody from that group that would be willing to basically be Catita's like right-hand man and just like be with her at all times.
Oh, like boy. Another guard.
That's a good idea.
Like another guard, but also yeah, just like somebody there when we are not.
Well, secreter
and then we can have a secret romance. And it'll be like in one of Nostra's stories, and then we'll fall in love. But through miscommunication, we'll both kill ourselves.
Oi, for multiple reasons, I hope that doesn't happen.
I certainly hope you marry, like, a guy from a neighboring kingdom to create harmony amongst people. But, you know, that's fine. Continue thinking that you're living your life only for yourself. It is the definition of nobility.
I mean, that was mostly joking.
Secretor, I think, met some of the more, Foiting trained people of the Duke's Rebellion, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, they were definitely good drinkers, and I arm wrestled with them, right?
Right, yeah, that's what I'm going off of.
Yeah, I think they could hold their own in an arm wrestling contest, so I think they'd hold their own in a fight.
Well, that'll have to be good enough.
What are we having the Duke's Rebellion do for us, since we're just assassinating this guy and supplanting him? Do we really want...
So that is another thing that... that came up with our conversation with the Gravediggers, is they suspect either someone from the Duke's Rebellion or the guard, city guard, that have having raided one of their safe houses, and they want us to try to figure out what happened and help them assassinate someone. Well, we're not going to do that. We're going to go warn the Duke's Rebellion instead, and in, I guess, payment, they can help us do this assassination.
We're trying to ensure our success and get an alliance.
The alliance, that seems good. I just don't see how pitting the Duke's Rebellion against the Gravediggers when we're going to take over the Gravediggers seems like a useful tactic. Either way, it's hurting our team.
I think it is less pitting them against the gravediggers and more pitting them against a specific gravedigger. Because at the moment, that is the plan. It's to get rid of one guy and to usurp the gravediggers and make changes so that everyone is happier with them.
And it needs to be the story. You see, you bravely, you, Catalina, lead the charge of the Duke's Rebellion down into the underbelly of the city. You find the leader of the gravediggers and turn him into a horrible monster. No offense, I like you. You're my very good friend. But that story is really good. So you actually need to have people see that. It needs to have a little bit of, dare I say, violence. It's like your whole job, right? Is to be able to lead the charge of fighters and, you know, create a change.
Or at the very least, it's creating the image of you that you are powerful. You can take care of business and you can do a job. That's what people want to see, is that you are going to accomplish things.
Like, I get all of this. I'm just not seeing how bringing in the Duke's Rebellion makes this easier for us. Instead of sneaking in.
If we don't, the Duke's Rebellion will not follow us.
This is an easy way to get them to back you. They'll see you winning a fight against people who, as you said, have been extorting the city. So taking out somebody who is bad for the city, bad for them, and showing them that you're the leader that they want.
So we basically just want some eyewitnesses then.
Eyewitnesses and then having their backing.
I mean, we'll have their backing either way, won't we? If we tell them, like, we took care of the gravediggers for you, they wanted to kill you.
I think it'll be a nice side effect. Their hearts won't be in it.
I'm just worried about sneaking a dozen people into the underground instead of six.
It will not be a dozen people. Like, I think for the Duke's Rebellion, we're literally, like, so there are four of us, plus you.
Plus Friar Lewis.
So we're probably talking, like, two people from the Duke's Rebellion. We need, like, two people who are sneaky, good at what they do, and are trustworthy, so that, yes, eyewitnesses, but also it looks like we need them from them sending us on a mission. It is developing trust between us and them and the Duke's Rebellion by saying, hey, we need your help too. And then, yes, eyewitness, so that they can see, oh, this is why we are a part of the Duke's Rebellion. This is why we are rebelling the way that we are.
It's also important, not just for them to like us. In fact, they shouldn't. They need to look at you as a military leader. Not to us. To you. It shouldn't be the Duke's Rebellion. Yes, it should be the Duchess's just army, right? Like, but you have to lead them then. We can't be at the head of the charge. That must be you.
Out of game, I would say, like, it depends on how you want to play it. Like, narratively, I would not hate the idea of this being a larger scale attack, with our part of it being focusing on getting rid of this one guy and then saying we won.
I'm fine either way. It's just you just need to let me know which one you're doing. If you're trying to sneak in, curse one guy and be done, or if you're trying to use the Duke's Rebellion to start a battle and be a distraction while you sneak in and get rid of one guy.
I think either way, it's important that the Duke's Rebellion is at least a part of it, and looking at Catalina as a leader of the thing that we're doing, not us.
Okay. Right, because the problem right now is that we actually have to assassinate...
Sorry, I should have said that in character.
We actually have to assassinate the gravedigger leader ahead of time, right?
Not necessarily. We just have to get rid of him, and then I have to curse Farrar Lewis. Like, we can kill... Like, ahead of time can be 30 seconds before if we get rid of him and then stuff him in a broom closet and hope, and like...
I can incinerate him!
I don't think they go around and check everybody every day, so we can just shove him in a grave.
True.
We're in the catacombs, you stab him twice, put him in a grave.
That's actually a really good point. I'm annoyed that that's a really good point. There's probably open graves everywhere. It's literally body storage. And we can, like, mess up his face so he does not look like him, you know, it's not like him.
This is why I'm the leader.
You have to discover this crazy thing called DNA.
Side campaign is this, like, noir mystery where this person finds the burned face of this guy and has to figure out why.
Yeah, a gravedigger and a Duke's Rebellion person have to work together to find out that the leader of the gravediggers is, in fact, dead, and then decide not to tell anyone and
a buddy cop, yeah.
Morally corrupt themselves to, you know, create peace.
And then the side podcast is once the deception is uncovered and the life insurance is paid out, then it turns into this whole life insurance, this insurance fraud.
It's a freaking good story.
Fraud. Perfect.
The fact that you guys don't get why insurance is a really cool subject matter, really, it still irks me that you just can't admit that it's a great idea.
Can't see the brilliance.
Dude, do you want to know why I don't think it's a great idea? It's because you've tried to trick me into doing it twice, and both of those were two of your, like, less good campaigns.
I've only done it once, and it was bad, but I blame the system.
There was another time you kind of did it.
Back on track.
Suggested it. We didn't do it, but it's fine.
I mean, that seems like a good idea. Like, we just stab him, stick him in a grave. So we don't need to take care of him beforehand, per se, other than he needs to be dead when we do it.
Right, we just need to have the Duke's Rebellion people in the back.
Right, then we need to sneakily... Well, are we telling the Duke's Rebellion people that we're going to replace him?
I think it's fine if they know. It's just that...
That we're assassinating him. Or, like, getting rid of him.
Yeah, this story... Yeah. This story needs to be... To the people, not to the people in the Duke's Rebellion, who should already be loyal to you, but to this city, to the people. The real Catalina cursed the gravediggers and brought them under into... Yeah, what's the
in line.
In line. Brought them in line. Finally, these, like, monsters of the Undercity have been stopped by Catalina, you know, with the help of the Duke's Rebellion. This is the story that must be told. Your first victory. Will be a lie.
We call it propaganda for a reason, you know. Everyone does it.
I agree with this.
So, just to make sure, final check to make sure that we're clear. We go to Duke's Rebellion, and I think I need to go with you guys then, since I am going to be masterminding this.
To talk to the Duke's Rebellion right now? Not necessarily.
I think it's required. If you guys want me to be the leader, I can't just be, like, sending you guys to make the alliance for me.
Well, let me say this. This is called the Duke's Rebellion, a thing which you are not. You are the Duchess, hopefully, in their mind's eye. Let's not, like, literally be like, here she is, don't stab her, until we, like, know they're cool. So maybe we, like, say, hey, we took...
I mean, we have a magic bracelet. We have a magic bracelet that I can wear and not look like Catalina.
So then why do you need to be there? For the first part, I agree you need to meet with them. Let us go and talk to them first. We'll bring them back here.
I mean, the grand reveal. The dramatic reveal.
I like that the dramatic reveal has some weight to it.
Because we could make you look like a terrifying monster. Wait, no, that doesn't help anything.
No, you can make me look like a normal person, and then we can be like, if they're receptive, we can be like, actually, Catalina's here, and I take off the bracelet, and there I am.
I'm okay with you. Maybe.
You cannot both say, I am a child, and going to lead this and take the city back. You have to pick one. Either I'm a child and I can't do anything, and then all this plan is for nothing, or I'm an adult and I can do things.
I think at best you're a child with potential.
Okay. Here's my suggestion then. This is your trial. Show us that you can do it.
I will.
We're all here. We're all right here. We are behind you. We came up with most of the plan. And you lead the way. Show us you can do it. And if you can't, let your generals here take over.
All right. We will do this.
I support you, Duchess.
So at this point, Friar Lewis looks up.
So I was thinking one thing about the plan. What if the gravedigger leader finds faith after being cursed and then starts giving sermons again?
What if you went back on the boat?
You know, if you find somebody receptive, by all means, you know?
No, no, Don't
have a conversation.
Don't open that door. Don't open that door. He'll find everyone receptive. He thinks you're receptive.
I don't think we're going to be able to close the door. The door is always open for him.
That's what I always said on the boat. The door is always open. Come, talk to me.
Don't do this. You're going to get us killed. You have to see. You have to. Not only do you have to not seem like a man of the cloth, you have to seem like a horrifying monster.
But what if...
More than visually, like, in your heart.
What if this horrifying monster becomes a man of the cloth? No, I like this story. I'm going to go workshop it somewhere. You guys go meet with the Duke's Rebellion.
Right, good luck!
We've asked too much of him. We've asked too much of him, guys. We broke him. We broke his poor little heart.
He, as he's leaving, he looks, like, a little excited now to get to, like, be part of the plan.
I'm surprised he likes me. I think I did witchcraft, and he's just, like, cool with it.
Anyway. Words.
What were those noises?
Well!
That's right, everybody. I've been DMing for 7 years straight. I paint word trapestries like...
Trapesty.
Wait, did you say you paint word travesties?
I paint sins, not travesties. All right, we're ending here.
It's a travesty, a sham, and a mockery. It's a travesty mockery.
All right, until next time, everybody, keep wandering. Linguistically and otherwise.
Hey Wanderers, thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Corsairs of Castile. This game is being run in the 7th Sea 2nd Edition system. If you want to hear more content from the Wandering Gamer Network, you can check us out at the Wandering Gamer Network website. We stream on Twitch with the username wandering_gamers, and you can follow us on Twitter at @WGNPodcast. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. All information about the music used can be found in the episode description. Until next time, wherever you wander, may you find your way home.